Vijnanam Ajnanabhida Pamarjanam Guna Prakashaya Anumiyate Bhavan Prakashate Yasya Chayena Vagunaha Satvam Nache Datoridam Nijam Bhaved Vijnanam Ajnanabhida Pamarjanam Guna Prakashaya Anumiyate Bhavan Prakashate Yasya Chayena Vaguna. Okay. Sattvam. Shuddha Sattva, transcendental. Na, not, cheat, if, dataha, O reservoir of all energies, cause of all causes, idam, this, nijam, personal, spiritual, bhavit, could have been, Vijnanam, transcendental knowledge. Ajnanabhida, which drives away the ignorance of the material modes. Apamarjanam, completely vanquished. Guna Prakashai, by the awakening of such transcendental knowledge. Anumiyate becomes manifested. Bhavan, your lordship. Prakashate, exhibit. Yasya, whose. Cha, and. Yena, by which. Va, either. Gunaha, quality or intelligence. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Purport. It is said, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna. Unless one is situated in transcendence, one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Atapi te deva padam bhujadvaya prasada leshanugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can one understand Him. Those who are in the modes of material nature, although speculating for thousands of years, cannot understand Him. The Lord has innumerable forms. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan. And unless these forms, such as Lord Ramachandra, Nrsimhadev, Krishna and Balaram, were transcendental, how could they be worshipped by devotees since time immemorial? Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati Yavan Yaschasmi Tatvataha. Devotees who awaken their transcendental nature in the presence of the Lord and who follow the rules and regulations of devotional service can understand Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, and other incarnations who are not of this material world but who come from the spiritual world for the benefit of people in general. If one does not take to this process, One imagines or manufactures some form of God according to material qualities and can never awaken a real understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Bhaktyam Aham Abhijanati Yavanyaschasmi Tattvata signify that unless one worships the Lord according to the regulative devotional principles, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature. Deity worship, even in the absence of the Subpersonality of Godhead, awakens the transcendental nature of the devotee, who thus becomes increasingly attached to the Lord's lotus feet. Yeah, if Krishna didn't, gist of this prayer, if Krishna didn't show himself by manifesting his transcendental form in his incarnation, then people can only imagine what he is and not have any proper, definite knowledge of the personality of God. Philosophers can speculate about the Supreme as an abstract. In other words, they're understanding something about the impersonal nature of the Supreme. The personality, you have to understand personally. He has to come and show himself. You can't imagine what God is. Otherwise, people end up thinking he's a crocodile with a pig's head or something. You know, they make up all sorts of imaginary iconography. And Krishna appears in many avatars. Prabhupada mentions Krishna, Rama, others, many others. They, of course, appeared a long time ago. We have a hard time getting the facts straight about things that happened a few years ago, what to speak of millions of years ago. But we have great sages like Vyas who have reliably recorded this history. We can trust their accounts. Valmiki, Vyasadeva, we can trust that what they wrote is actual history. You can't trust the ordinary history books. It's always subjective, subject to personal interpretation and distortion. But great sages like Vyasadeva and Valmiki don't distort. They present the truth as it is. So, Krishna's avatars, although they've come and gone, and they're not available anymore, you come here to Vrindavan, you don't see Krishna walking around. Most people don't see him. He's here, but he's hiding. So, but his pastimes are recorded, his appearance and his pastimes are recorded in the Bhagavatam and other shastras. And then also, he appears in his deity form. The deity is present here and now. And the deity is another incarnation, special incarnation. Krishna comes and goes, the deity stays. And he's always visible. Or sometimes the deity disappears. Someone steals him or something. But then another deity replaces him. By worshipping the deity, devotees can come in contact definitely with the Absolute Truth, with Krishna himself. The deity is Krishna. By serving the deity, by taking darshan of the deity, the devotees get real contact with the personality of God. And they can learn to know him actually as he is. And then the last form is, and least not least important, is his holy name. Especially in Kali Yuga, the holy name has been dispatched here by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the manifestation of Krishna. Nam nama kari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita ninyamitak smaranena kala. Yeah, I know the rest of it, but I'll just deal with the first half. You've put everything, you put yourself completely into your holy name. The holy name is not just a representation. Binatwa nama namino. The name and the thing named in this case are completely non-different. Not just some sameness, but complete sameness. Krishna, when you worship the deity, then you have direct contact with Krishna. When you hear and chant Krishna's names, if you do it without offenses, then it's direct connection with Krishna. And I guess you can add one more, the devotees of Krishna. When you associate with them, especially when you serve them and respect them and cooperate with them, then you're getting connection with Krishna. The devotees are manifesting the person, the servants of Krishna are manifesting the personality of Krishna. You want to know Krishna? The best way is to find out from his devotees. Gurmohan was making us watch this movie last night. Yehi Zindagi. This is life. You know, and this man was, you know, Krishna was coming to this man and talking to him. And finally he became converted by Krishna himself. But this is not the normal process. That Krishna will come to you as an apparition. Most of us don't experience that. The normal way to come in contact with Krishna is through Krishna's devotees. And the devotees will introduce you to the holy name, the deity, Prasadam, and Krishna through those forms. But you've got to, first of all, take shelter of the Vaishnavas. That's the normal process. Don't expect that Krishna's going to, you know, become your fairy godfather and appear to you as an apparition. That's not normal. Hare Krishna. Excuse me, I'm a little short of breath. Are there any questions or comments? Yeah?
Goloka deities,
worshipping deities
or not worshipping? I'm not that sure.
Worshipping deities in Goloka, they may do it as a leela.
Just for fun.
Yeah, but Krishna's there.
Yeah, exactly.
They worship Narayan.
That's super fun.
They worship Narayan. I don't know if they're worshipping Krishna. That particular Krishna's right there. Yeah, you're going to make a deity of your own son?
No.
Okay, so you expect the Vrijabhasi to do that too? Yeah. Yes, Krishna's just their, you know, their little lala. They're going to make a deity out of him?
Yes,
no, they worship Narayan. Shalagram Sheila Narayana. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they got some deity. Somebody's worshiping.
They can trip and look and report.
Well, okay, but maybe somebody's worshiping some deity of Krishna. I don't know. This Hari Dev deity was given to Satyabhama, Rukmini?
Hari Dev?
Yeah, wasn't it?
No, Makarachur from Udupi. Udupi Krishna was given to was made to Bhavishwakarma for Rukmini.
Okay. But it's one of the, either Rukmini or Shabhara was, one of the two was also worshipping Hari Dev sometime. Okay. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Okay, so we don't know still.
I don't know.
I mean, Dwaraka is Dwaraka.
Yeah.
Dwaraka they can worship.
Anyway, if they want to worship a deity, no one can stop them.
Yeah,
no need to. Yeah, just like they don't need a super soul.
They don't have any.
Yeah, because there's no need for any.
It disappears as soon as you enter Goloka, so they'll disappear.
Okay, so there's no need for a deity, but they might just enjoy having, you know, worship Katyayani or somebody. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you all. Glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.